Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the 18th century mystic Emanuel Swedenborg sarcastically described Lutherans as a man who has locked himself in a box and pacing back and forth saying, I am justified by faith alone, I am justified by faith alone, I am justified by faith alone. Is justification by faith alone really that big of a deal? Or is it merely a frayed and tattered mantra chanted by those churches that are ecumenically impaired? Have we somehow missed the inescapable rich vistas of biblical revelation? The Calvinists tell us that we're missing out on the sovereignty of God, and yet we hold that God is indeed sovereign. The Romanists tell us that we're missing sacraments, and yet we still confirm our children. We are still given in marriage. We ordain, we confess, we eat and drink, we baptize our young ones. The Baptists tell us we got to make a decision for Christ. And yet, here we are. I could go on and talk about many, many other churches. But we study Scripture. All of Scripture. We have confessions. We read the histories. We make use of the church fathers and we take their views into account. But it is not I, but it is St. Paul who asserts that justification comes from God by faith as a gift. And that it really is a big deal because it is the word and the teaching of God. It's the difference between being under a curse and being under a blessing. It's the difference between being under the condemnation of sin and death or being under the acquittal of righteousness. It is a matter of, yes, life or death. And to make this point, the Apostle Paul directs us to Abraham. Because Abraham was reckoned as being righteous, not because of his works, but because he believed. Paul asks, was Abraham righteous because of his works or because of his faith? He was accounted righteous before any works. Here is Abraham, the father of all Jews according to the flesh, no doubt a heroic figure, with sufficient works for boasting before men by anybody's account, but not sufficient acts to boast before God. Because God doesn't respect the same things that men respect. Grace is given to us as a gift, as Paul says. God doesn't owe us anything. If salvation is by works, then we've done our good works and we look up to God and expect our piece of candy and say that we deserve it because we did our portion. The question of justification becomes quite inescapable for Abraham and for us. If you are not justified by faith, then you will seek to justify yourself some other way. Pay attention to how people speak. Pay attention to their language. No one ever wants to be wrong, do they? We live in a society where nobody ever wants to be wrong. They will do anything, you will do anything, I will do anything and do whatever it takes to declare ourselves and our actions and our attitudes as being right and just, regardless of what those actions were. You'll lie to everybody, including yourself, to make sure that what you've done was right. Listen to the eulogies. Listen to eulogies delivered by the unbelievers to the unbelievers. It's curious that people who claim not to believe in God, to not believe in an afterlife, in the face of death, declare that the life that has now been ended was right and good and true. They'll say all kinds of things about dead people. Limp attempts to reckon the deceased as righteous. And they will appeal to his virtues. Sometimes virtues that weren't even there. They'll talk about what a great husband he was. What a faithful friend he was. A great father. A dutiful son. They'll talk about his professional accomplishments that were hardly matched. His athletic allegiance to the Ohio State University through all of his life. Lifelong membership in the Rotary Club. Eagle Scout. Never even had so much as a parking ticket. This man was so good. Good works cannot avert our doom. Now they might provide something to boast about in the world. But eulogies are empty absolutions. They do not account for righteousness before God. It works well in obituary. But obituaries do not rise people from the dead. I really hope if anybody ever writes an obituary about me that they tell the truth. He was mean sometimes, thin-skinned, tormented his youngest daughter to no end, thought he was funny. Wasn't, but he thought he was funny. It works well in eulogies, but eulogies don't bring people back from the dead. And neither do good grades. Neither do faithful marriages. Or the winning play. Or great careers. Or scientific discoveries. Or useful skills. Or popularity. Or publishing. Or notoriety. Or successful kids. Or medals. Or awards. Or any other list of self-righteousness that you can think of. Circumcision did not cut it for Abraham. Paul painstakingly makes this case of chronology about Abraham's faith. His faith was before the rite of circumcision. And it was by faith, not by the cutting of his flesh, that Abraham was reckoned to be righteous. And circumcision is just a stand-in here for keeping the law, all of the law, regardless of whichever point you want to point to. Likewise for us, the righteousness that is ours through faith in Jesus Christ is not by works of the law, so that, as Paul says, no man can boast. Because if I've boasted about my works, then whatever I receive from God I deserve. Because I did it. And God doesn't owe us anything. Not by works of the law. Not by works. Not by charities. Not by missions. Not by vocations. Not by convocations. Not by dilations or fixations or foundations or gestations or gyrations or orations or obliviations. Not even holy days of obligation, and certainly not entitled internalization. Or overcapitalization, not even a letter from the administration will justify. See, he thought he was funny. He wasn't. Not by works of the law. And what is it that faith justifies? It trusts. Faith trusts in God. Not in deeds, but in the work of Jesus Christ. It means not seeking to judge ourselves righteous. Not by any standard of perfection, including all of the subtle ways and sometimes the not so subtle measuring rods that we use to measure ourselves against everybody else. When we're tempted to think that we're more right, at least more right than the average person. Faith lets go of that. Faith lets that go. Puts it to death. Leaves it in the garbage. And places its trust in Christ, who justifies the ungodly. Right? As Jesus said, it's not the well that need a doctor, it's the sick, of which you and I are a part. Perhaps no more point in Paul's statement of salvation in Scripture makes it better than verse 5 that we read a little while ago. And to the one who does not work, but believes in Him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Now, this is not faith in faith, but faith has an object outside of itself. Faith trusts in the work of Christ. And faith in the promise, not the reliance upon our works. Paul holds up Abraham as a model. He holds up Abraham as a prototype of what it means to believe. Not because he was circumcised. Not because he was the father of the Jews. Not because he believed God and simply acted upon the promise that was given to him. But that he believed the word of God. And that faith was credited to him as righteousness. A blessing later proclaimed by David. Blessed are all those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, in whom their sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord has not counted his sin. And what was true of Abraham, but we may not end with Abraham. For God, who accounted him as righteous, has done the exact same thing for you. He has counted your faith as righteousness. You need not prove it to anybody. As Paul later says in the chapter, these things were not written for Abraham's sake alone, but also for us. For the promise extends throughout the Old Testament history. And extends into your hearing right now. That faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God and the Word of Christ. You see, faith counts where popularity doesn't. Faith counts where vocation doesn't. Faith in the cross of Jesus Christ counts where accolades doesn't. Faith in the cross of Jesus Christ counts where self-righteousness doesn't. This faith is counted to you as righteousness. And as you believe, Him who rose from the dead, who was put to death for your transgressions, has been raised, and He has been raised for your justification. And this faith is a gift given to you by your Lord God, who desires you to have it. And in His name we pray. Amen. Let us rise.